Though she may not have coined the term workplace diversity, through her reporting at investigativepost.org, Charlotte Keith may have brought the issue to the forefront in Western New York. On today's Press Pass, she shares some of her findings that publicly funded projects, like the construction of the massive Solar City plant, have not reached the state's mandated goals for hiring minorities.
What happened at Solar City was the state had originally kind of signed off on this 25% minority hiring goal. Then that goal was lowered to 15%. And it had been sort of lowered as part of an agreement with the unions and the contractors because there was concern that 25% on a project of this size was just not achievable. People were frustrated and upset because this is such a big state project. And, you know, I think for a lot of people, it just seemed like workforce diversity on this wasn't a priority for the state. There was a lot of secrecy behind the goal being changed, and the state for a long time was extremely reluctant to release any numbers about the makeup of the workforce on that site. And then the question is, you know, what are Buffalo's low-income communities getting out of this? If from one perspective the Buffalo Billion is about helping the whole city, you know, come back, then this lowering of this goal really kind of fed concerns that the Buffalo Billion isn't being spent fairly and that, you know, certain communities are being overlooked.
Do you sense through your reporting that these groups are trying to make an honest effort at accomplishing these goals?
I think it really depends. Certainly the city of Buffalo has fallen down when it comes to this. And I think that's kind of surprising given that, you know, workforce diversity is such a buzzword now. It seems like you can't go a day without hearing a politician talking about it. This massive influx of state money and the construction boom the city is seeing has really raised this issue and kind of resurrected some of these concerns about disparities. On the state side, I think it really depends. Certainly, contractors and unions have a very strong motivation to meet the goals the state sets for them. I think the bigger question is whether the state makes those goals as ambitious as they could be.
While there are many reasons for the lack of minority hirings at publicly funded projects in Buffalo, Charlotte Keith has found that in some communities, those obstacles have been overcome. She points to Southern California, where a once poor track record for minority hiring has been reversed.
It sounds like in Los Angeles, and maybe you don't have specifics on this, but it seems like finally there was a certain type of leadership involved that was able to touch on all these different issues, reaching out to schools and finding candidates and letting them know this is a possibility, getting agreements from unions, getting agreements from government to enforce some of these things. Did you see that in your reporting? And is that maybe lacking here in Western New York?
Absolutely. I mean, Los Angeles is really remarkable in this respect. And there was this group there, sort of an activist group called the Los Angeles Alliance for a New Economy, that really dedicated itself to this. People worked on it full time, you know, for a decade, I think. And they really sort of started from the ground up and carried on. And they did just a ton of work. I think it depends. You know, in some places, the push has really come from government. Like I wrote a bit about Minnesota and how state government there has really taken an aggressive approach to diversity goals. In Los Angeles, it was definitely this group that sort of provided, you know, got the ball rolling. You know, one issue, I guess, is that the problems of disparities in workforce diversity are spread across so many groups. But it's easy to say that, you know, one group should take responsibility. But ultimately, it kind of involves all the different stakeholders kind of doing their part to make things work.
Charlotte Keith from Investigative Post, thank you very much for joining us on Press Pass.
Thanks for having me.